Hi, here's Masechet Kinim, the third perek, the sixth and last Mishnah in the Masechet, and we're just going to do part one today. Part one is simple, straightforward first half, as is usually the case, and we're just breaking it in half because this is an unusually long Mishnah. Just to remember that this third perek is Bemed Devorim Amorim, which, as I've explained earlier, is basically everybody should know all the stuff we've learned up to here so that we're not going to need any new tools to understand the puzzles except with anything new they're going to give us here. And also that this perek is a Bekohen She'eno Nimlach, which means it's stuff that was done on the Mizbeach with the Kohen somehow unintentionally doing what he did without knowing what he was supposed to do. And so because this first half is supposed to always be so simple and straightforward, let's just do it. Ha'isha she'amra. So the woman, when she says, Hare alai ken, Hare alai ken, she's making a neder. Kisha eled zachar. In the conditional that if she will give birth to a male child, and thereafter, Yalda Zachor, she gives birth to a baby boy, Mazel Tov. Mevia Shdei Kinim, so she's supposed to bring two nests of birds. Echad the Nidra, one nest for her neder, which is going to be two Ola birds. Ve'echad the Chovasa, and one nest for her Chova, which is a Chatas and an Ola. Natnatam the Kohen, she gave these to the Kohen. V'ha-kohen tzarich la'asot, and the Kohen is supposed to do shalosh pridim, three of these nestlings lemalan, above the chuta sikra on the Mizbeach, ve'echad, which are the three olas, ve'echad milamatan, and one of these below the chuta sikra on the Mizbeach, which is her chatas. Lo asakein, that's not what he did. Ela, rather, astashtayim lamalan v'shnayim lamata. He put two of the birds above the chuta sikra and two of the birds below the sikra. And just to remember, velo nimlach. He didn't do this intentionally. He forgot what he was supposed to do, or he forgot to ask, or he got confused, or whatever happened. There's no intention here on the part of the Kohen. He's the extension of the woman. He's her agent, and he's has no problems here. If he had done it intentionally, he would be in a much bigger problem than anything we're going to deal with here. Okay, so first of all, to notice this is an asymmetric box of three olas and one chatat. And maybe this asymmetric idea that you can have a nest of birds or a box of birds where you have unequal numbers of chatas and ola in them is a new thing for us to think about here, but it's not particularly problematic. It's just interesting. As I mentioned in the introduction presentation, halacha logic is very much about seeing and resolving asymmetric cases that occur at status assignments and category boundaries. Anyway, whatever is going on, we really have to fix what's going on in this problem. And unlike previous cases where we've seen problems, there's no multiple woman partnership after the fact. So anything that goes wrong, it's only the one woman who has to make sure that she fixes it, that she's obliged to bring all of the birds, and if they die, as we saw in the first Mishnah, or if they're stolen, as we saw in the first Mishnah, or if we can't guarantee that all of the birds that she has brought have been used properly, the proper number above and the proper number below the chuta sikra on the mizbeach, then she has to go and get more and bring more until we can guarantee that she's accomplished all that she's required of. So again, let's just start the Mishnah. Ha'isha shamra hare alai ken she'alda zachor is yalda zachor. The woman said a neder, I'm going to bring a nest of birds of Ola from my nether if I give birth to a boy, and she gives birth to a boy. So she brings a box of four birds, which is includes the birds for her nether and the birds for her chavos, and she hasn't said, this is for the nether, this is for she wants. I say, I have to bring four birds, so she brings four birds. Great. So she gives this box to the Kohen, and he's supposed to bring three of them above the chuta sikra for her the olas that she needs, and one of them below as her chatas. Lo asakein, that's not what he did. Eila astashnayim namala vishnayim namatan. Instead, he brings two above and two below, which is two azol and two azchatas, v'no nimlach, and it's a no-fault situation. He did this completely unintentionally. Tzricha, she has to bring, lahavi, tzricha lahavi, she has to bring old prida echad, one more nestling. Why? Because she hasn't fulfilled bringing three olas. Only two olas were brought. V'yakri v'na lamala, and therefore bring it above as an ola. In the event mimin echad, where all of these four birds were of one species, mevi shnayim, mishnei minim. What happens if they were of two different species? She had two birds of one species and two in the other. Tavi shnayim. She has to bring two because the one species was brought as her chova, one above and one below. And the other species was also brought as a chova, but actually she's supposed to bring both of these birds as ola. And we don't know which were the first two birds that were brought. Were they the first species of the A species or the B species? So to complete her nether, she has to bring two birds, one of each species, and bring them both as ola. Pirsha Nidra, she specified when she made the nether what species of birds she wants to bring for the nether. She has to bring three more birds for Ola. Mimin Echad. If the original box of four birds was all of one species, why? First of all, she has to bring one bird of the same species if that's the one that she decided when she made the nether. And that way, she will have brought two birds of that species to fulfill her nether and fix the problem of what the Kohen brought. However, if she made her nether of the other species, she also has to bring two birds of the other species to bring both of them as ola to make sure she's fulfilling her nether. Mishnei meaning tavi arba. But if she brought a box of four birds which were of two different species, two of one species and two of the other species, then she has to bring four birds, two of one species and two of the other species, all four of them to be brought as ola. Why? Because whichever the first two birds that the Kohen brought of these two of this original box, we don't know what species they were. So they might have been of the species that she said in her nether. Which means even if the four birds that she said of that species, those haven't been brought as a nether at all. The one that was brought as the ola was the other species. But maybe she said of the other species. Okay, so two birds of one species and two birds of the other species, that's what she has to bring to fulfill her nether in the case where she brought a box of two different species and the Kohen used them half and half, and Pirsha Nidra, and she said in her nether which species she wants to bring as her nether. Kava Nidra, what about if in addition to her, at the time of her declaring her nether, saying what species she wanted to bring, she also intended that her nether was going to be brought together with her chova. Tzricha lavi od chamesh pridim. She has to bring another five birds, all of them to be brought as ola. One of mimin echad, in the event that the box that she brought was all of one species. Who are these five ola? So, two of them are for her nether of one species. And two of them are for her nether of the other species because she said she was going to bring her whole nether together and she hasn't brought her whole nether. And one of them is of this species, Mimin Echad, that was brought for her Chova to guarantee that she satisfies the condition of Kava Nidra, that she brings it together. What about Mishnei Minim? If she brought a box of four birds which were of two species, Tavi Sheish, she has to bring six birds now. Okay? Six, and they're all going to be brought as ola. Who are these six birds? Okay, so she has to bring two birds of one species and two birds of the other species to make sure that she's bringing her nether. Now, since we don't know, since these four birds over the original box were of two different species, we don't know which was the first two birds that she brought as chatas and ola. And therefore, to fulfill the kava nidra, to bringing together condition, we don't know if she now has to bring again an ola of her of her of one species or an ola of the other species. So she brings one ola of one species and one of the other species to make sure she's bringing it together with her chova, and she brings two birds of the one species and two birds of the other species to make sure she's fulfilling her nether. Now, here we go, we're climbing up. Natnatan the Kohen. She gave her four birds to the Kohen. V'eini yadua ma natna. She absolutely doesn't know if she gave two birds of one species or four birds of one species or four birds of the other species or four birds, two of them were one species and two of the other species. Halacha Kohen. And the Kohen went v'asa. And he brought these birds to the Mizbeach. V'eini yadua ma asta. He doesn't remember of all the stuff that he does for this woman. Did he bring them all half above and half below? Did he bring them all as olas or did he bring them all as chatuses? No idea. So, tzrichala vi od arba pridim lenidra. So first of all, since we don't know what species her nether was, she has to bring two of one species and two of the other species and bring all four of those as ola. Ushnayim the chovasa, and she has to bring one of one species and one of the other species to be together with her nether as the ola of her chova. V'chatas echad, and she has to bring a chatas of some species because maybe he brought all of her four birds as ola and the chatas was never brought. That's seven. If you remember, Ben Azai says we go according to what was the first one brought. And since there might have been two species, we don't know which species was the birds of the chova. And that means she has to bring shnei chatuses, one of one species and one of the other species. And that's eight. Easy, simple, straightforward, except there's one small thing that sort of bothers me. We were never taught here in Masechet Nidim, Masechet Kinim, that both of the nether nest birds have to be of the same species. And I think this is an important detail in order to get to most, but maybe not all of the results of this Mishnah, especially for me, the second of these eight cases. Okay, where is she has four birds, she didn't pierce nidra, she didn't cover nidra, she remembers what she brought, but she might have brought two species. Okay, I still need to do some homework here. Okay, another curious detail, I noticed that if we would switch the order of these conditional issues, specifically, if kava nidra case came before the pierce nidra case in the text of the Mishnah, then we would still get the identical order of solutions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 birds. That's either weird or it's simply the way complexity grows with each variable that has two possible either or statuses. I guess I still have to do some homework here as well, more particularly since there are various opinions as to what Pirsha Nidra and Kava Nidra each mean in the Mefarshim. But maybe this is the way various commentators really want to get us to finally start doing some homework here in Masechet Kinim and to begin to understand basic halacha logic of two possibility variables, such as does a nest pair of nether birds have to be of the same species, or does the order of the complexity conditions matter, and many other such two-value status details in halacha and also in ordinary day-to-day life procedures. Thank you.